Blog Talk Radio.
The more people tell you it's not possible, that it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong. Democrats moving down to Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, and PA, looking for votes to steal. With Biden in the bind being way behind, where the devil they made a deal. And when they came across this great man winning the election by a lot,
pull ahead by
he said 47 years, it's very clear, Joe, you ain't done diddly squat. Joe put on a lid, then went and hid and kept his gap trap shut. He never jumped up on a campaign stump. Boy, let me tell you what, Dems didn't care. They made a dare, an evil plan to screw once again our president and attempted another coup. Joe said, Donald Trump, you think you're good, but give old Joe his due. I'll bet Chinese gold against the country so that I get more votes than you. Trump said, I'm the president, and you ain't playing straight. And I'll take your bet you're gonna regret. I'm gonna make America great again. Donnie, rally up your base, your lawyers and bodyguards, cause hell's broke loose with the voting. Maybe it's hammer, maybe scorecard. If you win, you'll get to send to jail, quid pro Joe, so you can lose or socialists take control. Biden opened up his mouth and said, I'll start this show, and babble flew from his lips. He said, come on, man, you gotta go. He pulled his mask up on his face and continued to persist unintelligible gibberish. And it sounted something like this.
Screw an international summit of pressure.
The people that bad is that there.
Listen, Joe.
I'm not going to be new. I got something new I got to go do.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as tall as white kids.
Screw an international summit of pressure.
Listen, Joe.
Tell them. And I'm
finished. Trump said, well, you're pretty bad, old son. Sit down there in your rocking chair and I'll prove what's being done.
1 a.m. Trump ahead everywhere.
Then millions of votes magically appear. Each one went to creepy jump.
By a lot.
Coincidence?
No, hell no.
Looks like he fell asleep as Team Trump laid those stolen ballots on the ground at Biden's feet. Trump said, Sleepy Joe, now you're never gonna run again. Cause I told you once, actually for months, I'm the best
the
president that's ever been.
President.
Trump was way ahead when I went to bed. And the so-called glitch at 3 a.m.
Georgia's new voting machines discovered a glitch.
And every single vote for Joe.
Tuesday night special, and I tell you what, we got a lot we're going to talk about. Everything is going on. I know a lot of people are complaining about the Supreme Court and what's going on. We'll explain all that here a little bit and everything. But right now, Russell Berger, how you guys doing, my brothers?
Oh, hanging in there, man. One day at a time, brother.
Right. That's all
yeah.
We can do.
Yes, I. Same here. It looks like you're going to have to change that music, Joseph. You need to start off the show with Hank Williams Jr. It's all over but the crying.
Right. So but I am made that special for this show. And I tell you what, I've been getting a lot of compliments on it. So, but anyhow, what happened today, let's explain. Everybody's pissed off at the Supreme Court right now and stuff. The reason why they dished out the PA court hearing is because of the recent Texas filing, okay? Texas went and filed, and a bunch of other states went in and joined them. And this is what was explained. The Supreme Court only denied emergency injunctive relief in the order. It did not deny the court. So that's exactly what happened and everything. So it goes to the Supreme Court up to the federal level, and they're going to have a federal grand jury. This is what was explained today. So once it hits the federal grand jury, they're going to have to present all this evidence. So you guys following? So once all this evidence comes out to the Supreme Court, because the grand jury has to hear it. The judges can't say, no, we're not going to do it. It has to be heard through the grand jury. So, like it was explained, this will go in favor of Trump. If this goes, when it goes through, they will, if they have it, if they find enough evidence, they can do away with the electoral votes. So, if they find enough evidence, which I think I have to agree with the judge that it was on the Christian show, I have to agree with him on that. If, that's a big if. And, you know, like he says, it has to go in his favor, either way. And then you're going to probably see about people, everybody that was involved in this, you're probably going to see a bunch of them serving about 10 years in federal prison. Maybe. We'll see what happens. What do you guys think about that, Russell?
I'm actually getting to the point where I think it's all bullshit, brother. I'm not seeing a fucking thing happening. These lower courts, most of these judges are appointed or elected in liberal states.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we knew that.
Nothing's getting out of those liberal states, man. The evidence is there. I've seen it. They see Dominion and Smartmatic machines. We know the algorithms are set for 87% Trump and 116% Biden.
Mm-hmm.
That's confirmed. That's solid. But right now, I hate to admit it, but I kind of tend to agree with what Virgil said, man. You better change that song, man, because I'm going to tell you right now, brother, if America doesn't stand up now, it's fucking over. Period.
I agree. You
are right.
I agree.
You are right.
That's why Carmelita and I were talking about we need to start murdering and rioting like the liberals did. At least they got attention.
It's, you know, I mean, people need to realize this. People need to look at this. Okay? You're looking at a court system that has indicted syndicate family mafia members with way less evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Way less evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And you got video surveillance, you got all kind of stuff. You've got affidavits, this, that, and the other. I mean, this right here is enough. But all of a sudden, no, we're talking about the election. We're talking about Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the liberals. We're talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a whole double standard when you deal with them son of a bitches.
Exactly.
You know,
well, and it's like, too, the GOP is corrupt. You know, we know they're corrupt, without a doubt. And you agree?
I'm telling you, if I was laying odds in Vegas, I would give 20 to 1 that Trump gets in the White House, and I wouldn't carry nothing heavier than even money on Biden and Harris.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, the son of a bitch is going to end up in the White House.
Well, that's like, I think it was Carmelita or somebody stated that, you know, if he does get in there, guess what? You're going to see a lot of assassination attempts when that happens.
Well,
prove me wrong. Prove me wrong.
I really think enough of America's fed up with the bullshit right now that if they do shove this fraudulent election down our throats, that I think people are ready to rise up. I think they've had enough. That's my humble opinion.
They need to do it now instead of waiting later if you're going to rise up. That's what me and Colonel Leo was talking about.
Well,
you know,
President Trump is still president to January 20th. He's fighting the battle. Stirring anything up right now that would hurt that battle would be the dumbest fucking thing we could possibly do on the earth.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. But how much more bullshit can we take, though, man? I mean, look what's been done to us, this pandemic, lockdowns. I mean, all this bullshit.
I'll tell you how long we take the bullshit. We take the bullshit, we sit there, and we grin, and we fucking bear it until this thing goes one way or the other in the courts. And if the courts decide to back up this fraudulent election, that is the day we go to work.
I have to agree with you, but I'm at my point. I'm at that point, brother. I'm at that point. I reached it. I reached that point.
And don't think, you know, and here's the tactics, you know, I don't know if y'all heard about it, but they've started distributing this this vaccine in England
UK.
Yesterday, in the UK yesterday, okay? And don't think that, this pandemic stuff and there's lockdowns and all this stuff is all of a sudden going to go away. No, what you're going to look at here, you're going to look at teenager tactics. And teenager tactics are when teenagers don't get something, they will aggravate the living fucking hell out of you until you break weak and give it to them. That's what they're trying to do. That's what they're trying to do with all this lockdown shit. They're trying to break you down and say, okay, we'll take the vaccine. Just let us get back to normal. And that's what they want to hear. I'm going to tell you something, Russell. I went all over. I've gone all over. I've talked to people. I've talked to service workers at Petros, TAs, Loves, Flying J's, pilots. Talked to a lot of truck drivers. And I can tell you right now, they are adamant. They're not taking that shit. They're not taking that shit.
A lot of people are. A lot of people. But did you hear about, did you read that article I sent you on the new virus on your, I sent it to your cell phone, on the one from India that mysteriously showed up all of a sudden? It's killing people. And they have no idea.
No, I didn't get a chance to look at it. I didn't get a chance to look at it.
And so this is going to be the next phase, because Biden said last week that there's another virus. He's going to conjure up another virus to shut down the country. Well, here we are. There's this virus all of a sudden in India coming up.
Well, Governor John Bel Edwards in Louisiana, he was wanting to go back to phase one. And Russell, this got to be a record, man. This has got to be a record. He received 10,000 death threats.
Damn.
Documented death threats.
That'll keep the Louisiana state troopers busy for a little while.
Yeah. But he probably got the message. Well, last night they had a legislation meeting here in New Mexico. They were going to pass this ridiculous deal to where, you know, if you don't comply with these orders and stuff, they'll fine you $500 plus you get 90 days. Well, the people in New Mexico did the same thing. They called, emailed, and harassed the legislature so much that they actually tossed it out. They didn't even put the bill in there. You know? But people need to start, like you said, people need to start rising up and standing up. You know, your voices are powerful. That's why they don't want us in groups, Virgil. That's why Well,
like I was talking to Carmelita, and you know, yesterday, you know what I see coming, Russell? I see that we're going to be another Yugoslavia after the Soviet Union pulled out.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have factions breaking off. You're going to have tribal factions breaking off. You're going to have the, well, of course, you're going to have the white supremacists. You're going to have those
mm-hmm.
idiots, the Aryan
mm-hmm.
nations.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have the sovereignty people, the constitutionalists, the patriot movement, this, that, and the other. And they're all going to claim their little piece of the pie and everything else. And basically, you know, it's going to be like the Muslims, Serbians, Bosnians, and Croatians in Yugoslavia. And
mm-hmm.
they're gonna fight each other a lot, especially in the inner cities. And it's just going to be pandemonium. It's going to be pandemonium, ladies and gentlemen. It ain't going to
mm-hmm.
be nothing pretty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, hold on,
you know,
Carmelita's calling me. Carmelita's calling. Put you on hold.
She just texted me. Go ahead, me versus Russell will talk. I'll put you on. Just he text me when you want back off. I'll hold there, Russell Virgil.
Carmelita.
But anyway, you know, and it's true. I mean, we've warned him about this, Russell. We predicted this 5 years ago. You remember? We were predicting this exact same thing, you know, and God is slapping everybody in the face as we speak. He's telling everybody to wake up. You got a choice.
Well, I don't
it's
really.
Either his way. It's either his way or the highway.
It's
you
going
know?
To. It's going to. I think it's probably going to be more different than anybody thinks it is. Unless there's some huge unforeseen incident that happens, this thing's going to
mm-hmm.
grow slowly and push
oh,
out.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look at Kemp.
I think Virgil was right. You're going to have different groups and stuff like that, tribes, if you like,
mm-hmm.
break up. And stuff, but it's going to take a while to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And like Serbia or anywhere else, it's going to 100% crash the economy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we, you know, we purchased that too. I mean, about a year or two ago, the economy will crash. When, you know, there's no doubt about that. But the ingredients I'm seeing right now. You know, we're fucked. Either way, we're fucked.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're fucked in the ass. Either way, so everybody might as well just grab their ankles and bend over and cough. You know, because you're fucked. We're fucked. Either way. You know, it's coming. It's coming.
Yeah, well, there's way too many people that are looking for a fight. Way too many people that have had too much. And,
mm-hmm.
You put all of different groups together, and you got a lot of people who just say, all right, if we don't do this now, it's not going to happen. And I think they're going to get away with this. I think they've completely fucked themselves with the American people, and it's going to
mm-hmm.
be downhill quickly from there.
Hey, most definitely. And we're going to see. Civil War is going to come one way or the other. That's what I mean by being fucked. I mean, you know, because the left will get their way. We said this. Russell said it hundreds of times. The Democrats, the swamp, who's all corrupting this, they're going to take the United States down. They'd rather take the United States down and burn it to the ground than surrender it. Exactly what we're going to see.
You know, and China owns the Hunter family, the Hunter crime family.
They also own the vaccine. Did you know that?
Yep.
The Pfizer vaccine, China owns that. So there's Bill Gates. And right now the news, the vaccine is safe. No, it's not safe. go to the FDA.gov site. Look up the COVID-19 vaccine, and I'll send you a copy of it, Russell. 100 side effects for this. 100. Did I send it to you? 100 side effects for this vaccine. 100. And one of the main side effects is you can have a stroke.
Yep. That is true.
You know? So, you know. No, I'm not taking it. I'm not going to take it. I'd rather quit my job, you know, before I take it. Because they're going to make us healthcare providers take it too. You know, we'll be one of the first ones, but I'm going to refuse to take it. I've been put word out.
What, about the vaccine? Five people died, right? Five people have died already that took the vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
Trials.
Oh, yeah. A 70-year-old priest
has died, but also they had three other ones have died as well. They had another one die today.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as far as the Supreme Court is concerned, the reason what they did is they denied the injunction, okay?
Exactly.
It's still on the docket. For Senator Kelly's
mm-hmm.
case, it's still on the docket. That's still on the
mm-hmm.
docket, but the thing is, the reason they took the Texas case is because the Texas case had more – It gives them the capability of being able to present more evidence within that case. So they have until Thursday at 1500. Thursday, 1500, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, and PA have to have their answers in. To Texas. The Supreme Court already said they have until Thursday, 1500, to have their answer to the filing in. So,
right, and then right now, the news media is going, oh, my God, the Supreme Court turned it down. Trump is not going to be president. That is their mistake.
Well, that's their job, though. That's their job. Well, their job is to spread false narratives, but the fact remains, it's like this. If Trump loses, there's going to be war. If Biden wins, there's going to be war. We already know it. They'll succeed, and I told you guys, I told Virgil and I were talking about this as well. I'm telling you, you're going to see states succeed, and let me tell you, think about it. Who brought the fallen? Who brought the fallen? Texas. Texas can stand alone and survive. So all the surrounding areas in Texas, they're going to go with Texas. Then you're going to have Louisiana, because Louisiana, by the way, jumped on board with this lawsuit with Texas. Yes, indeed, they did. The AG down there said, yep, fucking right I am. He hopped on board with the Texas lawsuit.
South Dakota hopped on.
Florida hopped on. Tennessee hopped on. Alabama hopped
on.
Indiana hopped on. All of them are going to sue these other four states. They're not going to have a state left, man, if this all shit goes through. And the Supreme Court voted 6-3 to take the case in Texas.
Well, check this out, Carmelita, guys. New Mexico today had asked the Supreme Court to act. This was the state now asking the New Mexico Supreme Court to protect them from the lawsuits. The Supreme Court said, nope, shot them down. They wanted to be protected from the lawsuits that are coming. What does that tell
you? I'm telling you, you watch. It'll be succession. If it goes like everything goes the way everybody's saying, it's going to
–
people right now are in a corner, guys. Think about it. They've lost their livelihoods. You got folks that have had a business that was passed down to them from generation to generation. And now they've lost it. You don't think they're angry? Shit. They about ready to shoot some damn people up. I know New Yorkers are.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Kumo, they want his ass. De Blasio, they want his ass too. And De Blasio's daughter. What is up with that? Ooh.
Right. And Newsom, Newsom's getting, you know. But here's the thing. We said this was coming, Carmelita. You and I said this before even mentioning this on the show. We said Kumo was going to be the first one. He would be the first one.
Kumo will get it. He'll get it. Trust me. They should let my cousin out of jail, out of Rikers Island. Maybe he could get him.
I tell you what. If they cancel Mardi Gras, you really going to see a riot.
I want to go to Mardi Gras.
I've never been to one.
All the chicks raise up their tops and show their tatas.
Yeah, I know. I've heard about that.
And you get all the
beads.
Because
right
I went to Mardi
time.
Gras. I earned my beads.
I used to get flashed like that all the time at the gas station. So, but, you know, people need to not panic, get pissed off. Because things are happening for a reason.
The thing is, Joseph, in New Orleans, Mardi Gras, what they call Lent. Okay, Mardi Gras. Well, that pretty much is their revenue for the year, those few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of businesses in New Orleans. I mean, you would not believe the money that Mardi Gras brings to the state of Louisiana.
I mean, restaurants,
motels, you know, and I mean, it brings quite a bit of money.
If they cancel
Mardi Gras, you're going to see a lot of places that's been in business, like Carmelita said, for 75 years, they're going to go belly up.
When they did that here in New Mexico, they cut off the Balloon Fiesta, which brings in lots of millions of dollars. And they also cut off the State Fair this year. So where's the revenue going to come from now? Because it sure ain't coming from the oil industry, because they packed it and left. So, but yet New Mexico just signed a contract with Netflix, giving them $2 billion. Where does $2 billion come from?
Do what?
New Mexico just signed a contract with Netflix where they're going to bring their industry here, but New Mexico has to pay Netflix $2 billion. Where is that money coming from? There's no revenue. All that money is gone now.
Well, we must not be doing too bad down here in Texas, because I got let go by state troopers for the second time this year. Today.
You got stopped by a Nazi stater? we call them that here, the Nazi staters.
Twice this year, I've been pulled over by DPS, Texas DPS. The first time, I was about 3 blocks from my house in the Woodlands, and I rode through a stop sign there, switched on the lights, I pulled over, and I left the bar. We shut the bar down. I was pretty fucking foo-barred. Pulled over on the side of the road. He gets out, walks over there. I hand him my license and stuff. And he goes, you know why I stopped you? And I said, probably because I was on my phone and rode through that stop sign. He goes, that's exactly it. That wasn't too good of an idea, was it? I said, no truth in words. And he walks back there, and I'm going, all right, man. Because I know I had to reek out. He goes back there, he comes back out through the window and stuff like that. We'll give you a warning ticket on that. He goes, you still live here? Read off my address there. I said, yeah, I do. He goes, you get your drunk ass home. And he let go the first time. And then today, we left the job site. I was headed back to Houston. And I was on I-45. And I was running about 80, and I didn't realize they had changed the construction zone. So anyway, man, I blew past the DPS, and I went, well, fuck, that wasn't good. And sure enough, he hit his lights, he pulled me over. He goes, you in a hurry? And I said, well, yeah, kind of. I said, you know, trying to get back to the office after work today. He goes, they extended the work zone, the 55 mile an hour limit down this way. Because if they start work here, they want to get everybody used to it. He walks back to his car, comes up here, he goes, thank you for your service. And he goes, I work this part of I-45. You know, no speed limit signs aren't suggested.
Super. So you got clapped in the wrist again.
Hey, well, Russell.
Yeah.
You, weren't you looking for 223?
I was looking for 300 blackout and 40.
Damn. How many Xanax I got to take?
Uh-oh. Xanax, uh-oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry guys, I gotta take my 2 1 milligram Xanax at 9:30 because it takes 3 hours for them to work.
Somebody's gonna be feeling good later.
I was asking Russell, does he need? Weren't you looking, Russell, for 223?
No, I don't run 223. I run 556, 300 blackout, and 30 cal.
So
basically, I just did a prediction. We haven't did a prediction in a very long time. Russell, start with you. What do you think was going to come out of this? How do you
think Newsom's going to get killed? I bet you Kumo's first. $500.
Oh, yeah, I already got a bet on that.
I'm thinking everything's going to stay pretty calm. Until a winner is declared one way or the other, and when that happens, all bets are off. Because I would not be a bit surprised if you had 2 to 3 million patriots in D.C. I'm not talking about Trump time. They will be carrying some shit, but it ain't Trump time. I gotta think. Either way this goes, I think we're fucked.
You know, it's crazy the way you said that, Russell, because you know what I just said to my hubby a few minutes ago? I said, dude, White House down. I said, that's what's going to happen. I'm telling you.
Well,
if you want
to see how things are going to go, look up the reruns of a TV show called Jericho. That's how you're going to end up.
Oh, yeah. That was one of my favorite shows. Yeah, it was.
That was a good show. Hey, but we win. I mean, you know, there's a lot of carnage and shit, but we win.
Right.
I have to look at it that way. I'm trying to look at the positive. Let's see. The positive is...
Well, like I said,
whatever gets shot, you pick up what they got. So you just we all become, you know, collectors of guns.
Exactly.
If we don't get shot.
So, but you know, I predict, you know, with the Supreme Court and everything, and I have to agree with what the judge was saying on Lucretia's show. It has to go in Trump's favor. I mean, if they got all the evidence and everything like they do, it would go in that favor and they could throw out the electoral votes.
But it doesn't have to.
Exactly.
You got to understand. Like I told you before,
exactly.
It depends on who is threatened, intimidated, paid off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. Governor Kemp's daughter's boyfriend is now dead. And they said he did have evidence. That young man did have evidence in regards to the voter fraud in Georgia.
And
he
was
also the campaign manager. He was the campaign manager for Kelly Loeffler.
What I was seeing in the photos and everything, that's a bomb explosion. I mean, the engine was found 50 feet away from the car. What did that tell
it
you
guys?
It
was found 50 feet from the car. That's a bomb.
Was,
that's some IRA shit right there.
It was found 50 feet from the car. I've seen cars explode, okay, after getting hit or in a wreck. Engines don't do that.
No, I mean, we got our EOD guy, so ask him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I gotta see the car first. I gotta see the car.
I got some photos of it.
Blast residue. You know, different points of
Because you got the blast radius. Yeah, I would figure you would know that, Virgil, because I mean, but I mean, an engine to be 50. What do you? How far from the car?
50 feet.
What supposedly hit the car? What supposedly caused the impact?
Another car.
There's no fucking way. There's no way.
What kind of car?
Was it 18 wheeler?
No, I had to pull it up, but it was just a regular normal size four door car.
All right, I've been into some serious accidents, guys, and I. What kind of car are we talking? I mean, what was he driving to begin with, and what impact?
Well, that damn thing must have been moving like a fucking Maserati, then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's insane. I've never heard of that impact. You have to be going at least. I mean, what was the speed the young man was going? And what was the speed of impact?
There was no mention of speed of what the speed was on impact or anything, but from what I could see.
You've got to have that.
Well, this was in the reports that was coming out. Some of the media was saying was that, you know, the engine was found 50 feet away from the car. You know,
what media said this? I mean, they had to do an accident report.
It was ABC News, and then it was News Pundit. It did that, but. The only way I could see it, too, you know, I mean, I've seen car explode, you know, after being hit, you know, from behind and the gas tanks are up, blah, blah, blah. But I've never seen an engine blow up that way out of the vehicle. Unless you put a full bottle of electric radio, you know, it was hit from behind.
If you look at some photographs of a wreck, I'm pretty sure everybody's heard of this person. Sheriff Buford Pusser, you know, Sheriff Buford Pusser. Okay, he died in an auto accident. It's debatable whether it was an accident or not. But the way he used to drive, and he was in that Corvette, that L82 engine in it, that car pretty much disintegrated when he wrecked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't much left to it. And I mean, these newer cars nowadays, if you scrub the paint on it hard enough and you scrub the paint off of it, it says Budweiser underneath. I mean, if you look at these, ask Russell, if you look at these Ford Raptors, oh yeah, they look real good. Get in a wrecking room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
there's a lot of feedback. Mhm. Mhm.
You know, you can't even get those in the V8 anymore. The Raptor.
No, they stopped it. No.
V6, turbocharged V6.
Mhm.
I see these things getting brought in. In Louisiana, because our yard, where we have our terminal, our yard is next to a wrecker yard. And when they bring these things in on the rollbacks, and sometimes on two or three rollbacks because they're in pieces, I mean, look, there is no insurance adjustment on this, whatever. There's no send this to the body shop or anything. Mm-hmm. You get in a wreck in it, hey, it's total. It's total. Completely.
Mm-hmm. Well, most of these oil Corvettes and they had a fiberglass. I mean, of course it's going to disintegrate.
Yeah, but you look at a lot of these cars too, and you'll think they made just you know, sheet metal, and they're made of this ABS super plastic, a lot of these parts.
Right.
In them.
I remember.
And, I mean, the old Chevy Novas were put on what's called a half chassis. The frame didn't just went past the driver's seat, and the rest of it, the rest of the suspension and body and everything was made onto the original body. That's why when you wrecked in one of those things and twisted it up, that was it. It was total. It was total.
Yep. Oh, I remember a long time ago, I was in Albuquerque, and I never will forget it. I seen a brand new pickup. It was a 2000 pickup. Brand spanking new, smacked into an old, I believe it was a 70 model sport pickup. Slammed right into it. Nothing was left of that brand new 2000 pickup. It totaled it. Didn't even scratch the 72 Ford. You know, I was like, damn.
You know, hey guys,
do you think it's kind of odd? I mean, think about this. They're saying the young boy, the 20-year-old that was killed, Governor Kemp's daughter's boyfriend, right, who worked for the campaign. Don't you think it's kind of odd that he was killed just a few days before Pence was supposed to, before Pence was down there for the rally? Who's to say that he didn't have evidence that he was actually going to give Governor, I mean, give Vice President Pence? Is that a possibility?
Exactly.
Or you think I'm being just a conspiracy theorist?
No, I've been thinking about that too. You know, a lot of us were thinking about that. You know, said the same thing. What a coincidence, you know. And he was also, when he threatened, if I remember, I think he was threatened. You know, and when the feds want to threaten you, believe me, I know from experience, they will threaten you and carry it out. You know.
I think, honestly, it's a great possibility they're going to cover it up, of course. But I'd say somebody rigged that boy's car, man. That just sounds like some IRA shit.
Well, from the other car that hit him, there's pictures of it. That car blew up, too.
Yeah, see, that doesn't make
no
sense to me.
And there was nothing.
All right, if it's a head-on collision, if one car is doing 70 miles an hour and the other car is doing 70 miles an hour and there is a head-on collision, that is equal to one car hitting a brick wall or a solid, immovable object at 140 miles an hour.
But the thing was, this was in the city.
What's that got to do with anything?
He was at a stoplight.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
He was at a stoplight.
Who got hit by who at a stoplight?
When Kemp's daughter's boyfriend was hit from behind, so he was at a stoplight.
So the car was T-boned.
According to what you're saying, but how come the other car is exploded too?
He got rear-ended, and all of a sudden his engine ends up 50 feet from the vehicle.
From there, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, somebody was moving. Somebody was moving, like Carmelita saying, something went off in there that wasn't supposed to go off. Something was in the car that wasn't supposed to be.
Or they could have stacked four bottles of liquid Drano in the gas tank. That could also make an engine go.
That would be too obvious. I mean, if you're going to do something like that, I mean,
the engine found in one piece, or did it grenade the engine?
Yeah, it was found in one piece.
The engine was found in one piece. The whole engine.
The engine blew completely out of the car.
What the fuck? That car was rigged. Come on, Virgil. You know that car was rigged.
Wow.
A lot of people are saying that. I mean,
if you get rear-ended and this young man was killed on impact, a fiery impact, I'm going to assume, and his engine, what you're saying, was completely not even dismantled from the accident, was 50 feet from the vehicle. That's an explosion.
Well, yeah. I mean, that, like I say, I would have to see the car. I would have to see the
car. And the other person survived? The other person survived the impact.
No, I think it took, I don't know. I mean, I'm looking now. Let me see if I can find the photo of it. But, I mean, this is too.
Automobile accidents will fool you. Automobile accidents will fool you. The most bizarre automobile accident, and I watched it on TV, was when Dale Earnhardt got killed. You know, I mean,
that was awful.
It did not look like that bad. It was a crash, but it didn't look, I've seen worse. I mean, Richard Petty's car, Jesus Christ, that Plymouth he was driving, that son of a bitch turned, flips, and went up in the air fucking 30 feet and then come back down and flip some more, and he survived it. But just to crash into the wall and break the man's neck, I mean, you know, I mean, auto accidents, you know, are like plane crashes. I mean, you got to put shit back together in order to figure out how it came apart.
Exactly. It's a jigsaw, but all the evidence points to the fact that I think they were trying to give him a warning. I think they were trying to scare him. I mean, look what they did with the boy when they killed his.
I watched a Huey helicopter jump off a deck one time. You know, perfect running condition. Everything was going good. Got 50 feet off the deck. Fucking main road is just locked up. Locked up. And that son of a bitch came down on that deck like a sack of shit. With 7 men in it. And all of them survived.
Well, the example I can give you is me and my dad one time. We were carrying a load going up the Grapevine there in California, right up of I-5. Got rolled off a mountain. Another thing that saved us was we were loaded with sweet potatoes to the gills. Man. I mean, that's the only thing that saved us. But I came out without a scratch. I was popped out. I was popped out of the cab. You know, I'm like, I don't know how I survived that, but I did. My poor dad, he ended up with a broken nose and a broken wrist and 2 broken ankles, you know, and everything. But freak accidents, they happen.
Yeah, but do you know it was a 3-car collision? That was a 3-car collision. That was a 3-car collision that took his life.
But how come the cars disintegrated though, Carmelita?
I'm looking at it right now. Hold on.
Look at the cars. They're disintegrating. That's most of them.
Well, like I said, Joseph, these cars are not made anything. These are not 1956 Oldsmobiles. Like my uncle ran 5 roadblocks in running moonshine. Okay.
right.
I mean, the 1956 Oldsmobile was built like a goddamn tank. It was a tank on the fucking road. They shot the shit out of that fucking car trying to stop him. It had a straight 8-cylinder engine in it, not a V8, but a straight 8-cylinder engine in it. And they said that son of a bitch could outrun the Word of God with the Bible in the back seat.
I believe it. Well, cars back then were made out of steel, Virgil. But today they're made out of aluminum.
Yeah, but what
was cars made out of sheet metal?
Yeah, well, cars today.
They put in the report, which is very odd to me. It says there's no evidence that Joe Biden was involved. Why would you put that in a report? Why? Why would you even
put that in
the report?
Pictures?
He was
struck. Are you looking at the pictures?
Yeah, he was struck. Okay, it was 2 vehicles, but Deal died because he was struck by a flatbed truck, struck Deal's vehicle from behind, causing him to hit another vehicle. So if he hit another vehicle,
so he sandwiched him.
Had to be going at a high rate of speed. Yep.
But how come
not necessarily? Not necessarily.
So why was
Why was the engine tossed out 50 feet?
You know, I mean, well, you know, if you sandwich a car between two vehicles, you know, I mean, it's just like this truck here, 80,000 pounds rolling at 70 miles an hour. And then all of a sudden, you know, you just can't stop this truck on a dime.
Right.
I mean, if somebody, you know, we got to put up with son of a bitches that pass us, and then when they pass us, they cut right in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
They cut right in front of us. Well, we got to slow down, because if they should hit their brakes, you know, and they're in between me and another truck, well, I'm gonna pancake that car.
Right.
And something's gonna pop out. It's gonna pop out like a zit. The engine's going to pop out like a zit.
Or be sitting in your lap, you know.
Well, that has happened, too. I mean, you know.
I've had that happen.
There have been drivers that have been running flatbeds, and they're hauling drill pipe on the back, and all of a sudden they got to slam on their brakes, and one of those pipes is not tight enough on that bed. And that son of a bitch will come sliding down that trailer and go clean through the sleeper and clean out the front of the truck.
Well,
there have been several drivers killed. There have been several drivers that have been killed like that. Had their heads taken off like that.
Yep. That happened when the trucker that hit us from behind, he was carrying a load of lumber. That lumber cut that cab clean off.
I've seen a lot.
I'm telling
you now, I think Joe Biden has a lot to do with this, man. Right?
Honestly, what does it surprise you? No shit. Does it surprise you? I mean, look
at
Kennedy. Look at Ted Kennedy. Look what happened to Ted Kennedy. Huh?
Like I
look
said,
what
they
happened
were trying to hush.
Look what happened to Joe Biden's first wife and his kid. Car accident.
Wow, this sounds really strange to me, because I'll tell you what, it seems very odd, because the young boy, it says right here, did Joe Biden's team just blow a kid up to threaten Georgia governor?
Well, Kamalita, they shot down a whole goddamn fucking airliner full of people just to keep a Kennedy from beating Hillary for the Senate, for New York Senate.
Yep.
Oh, I know.
You know? These people have no limits. They have no boundaries of their treachery. So surprises me.
Well, it's like we keep saying, guys, these people will burn down the United States rather than give it up, give up their power. They'd rather burn this down with them. And
well,
they're doing it.
You get to start the shooting.
You know. Anyway, it's getting close to that time, and you guys want to continue, or do you want to hang out? Russell, look, I think we draw off Russell. I think his phone died off. But, you know, this is something to think about. I mean, it's going to be touch and go, but, you know, I think that we'll just have to wait and see Thursday what happens.
Yep. Sure enough.
They said it looks like a drone dropped a bomb.
Well, look at the second car behind the car that hit him. It disintegrated, Carmelita.
I know, but they're saying it looks like a drone dropped a bomb. The man in the video says about Neil's car in the wake of what USA Today described. A firing free vehicle crash. I mean, that's a possibility, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if the feds want you, they can come get you. They, you know, we should know from experience. Look how many times me and Hurricane Ann was threatened by the feds. They know where I'm at. They want to come get me, they can get me. They want to come get Virgil, they can get Virgil. You know, they need to give them time. You know, look what they did to the little boy. I think they, you know, they killed the little boy to get to us.
Well, they know what we mean.
You know, that's what they did with Kemp. They got to Kemp. They're like sending him a message.
all right. Governor Kemp's going to get what it comes to him. I believe that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't like ugly.
No? All
right.
Well, guys, don't pay me to go to bed. I got to get up early.
All right. Well, we're going to take off. We'll be back on Thursday night for everybody to listen in, especially our friends up in Australia. Scott and Beverly, we love you and everything. So Scott was listening in to us. So, but anyhow, tell your mom we said hello. We love her and everything down there. And everybody else, y'all be safe. Just be patient. See what happens with all this, you know. So, but anyhow, Carmelita, I'll talk to you later on. Call me if you want to. Yeah.
Okay.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you later.
Have a good evening, everybody. Thank you.